The latest news and analysis is brought to you every Monday to Thursday.
Live
in the Israel Update with Anthony Wright, only on Chai FM.
Good morning, Anthony Reich. How are you?
Boker Tov, Kathy. Very good. Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you. All right, Anthony, let's get straight to it because we've got lots to talk about. Residents of South Tel Aviv went out last night protesting against a ruling by the High Court of Justice against the government's policy of detaining illegal immigrants. So what lies behind the ruling of the High Court on this issue?
So the issue of illegal immigrants, infiltrators, as some of the press are calling them, is an ongoing issue, and it really dates back quite a number of years when there were quite a number of Eritreans, Somalians, and others who were escaping from those countries due to war, due to persecution, due to bad economic situation for various different reasons, and they were literally trekking across the desert, across the Sahara Desert, north from their countries in Africa, and arriving in Sinai. Some of them went to Egypt, and somehow quite a number of them turned up at the Israeli border, the southern border in Eilat. And at that time, when this first happened, the Israeli government took pity on these people. They were refugees. They'd done this, made this huge trek across the desert. They were taken in. They were housed. They were fed. Many of them were given jobs in Eilat. And the call went out over Facebook in Somalia and Eritrea and such countries that Israel is a little bit of a soft touch and that economic migration would be a good thing. And so all of a sudden, we wake up one morning and find that they're literally tens of thousands of these illegal immigrants who have come to Israel, some of whom have been let in by the government, you know, through help by different non-governmental organizations, many of whom have just arrived and somehow come across the border, which has now been fenced up and which has been secured so that people like this can't be coming across the border any longer as they used to. Then, you know, fast forward 10 or 15 years, and we now have a huge community of Eritreans, of Somalians, of these illegal immigrants who have set up in South Tel Aviv, in certain neighborhoods in South Tel Aviv, particularly around where the central bus station is in South Tel Aviv. And the Israeli residents who live in that area are finding that life is not as comfortable for them as it used to be. They're finding that things are not quite as secure as they used to be, that these huge communities become larger and larger, and they simply take over not only the public spaces, but they take over the local infrastructure. The children's kindergartens are now largely being populated by children of these immigrants, and this has become a very, very big problem on the table of the Israeli government to deal with. So a few years ago, the government took a decision that it would repatriate these illegal immigrants, send them back to their countries of origination, and a huge program was implemented in order to repatriate these individuals. Some of them were simply not willing to cooperate with the Israeli government. I mean, what the Israeli government was doing was giving them money, cash money in their hand, and giving them a flight back to their place of origination. And some of them accepted the package and off they went. Many of them did not, and actually objected quite forcefully to the notion that they would be repatriated back to their lands of origin. And so the Israeli government then took a decision that people who objected to this repatriation program would be detained. And a place was set up in the Negev called Saharonim. It's called a prison, but it's really a very open prison. But this is a detention center for illegal immigrants. They were put in this detention center indefinitely, pending a change of their heart, pending them deciding to actually take up on the package and return back to their land of origin in order to try and clean up the issue that South Tel Aviv residents and indeed many other residents in Israel are having to deal with these huge illegal immigrant communities. So a case was launched, a petition was launched with the High Court of Justice already 2 years ago, in the name of two Eritrean nationals who were facing deportation, and they were supported by six human rights organizations. So back in 2015, this petition was lodged with the High Court to object to the government's policy and actions against deporting these individuals. And the decision was finally made yesterday on this particular case, and the High Court of Justice decided that indeed the government's policy of indefinitely detaining these illegal immigrants is illegal. And the High Court decided that these immigrants could be detained for up to 60 days, no longer, and then the government is obliged to release them back into the community again. So this is really why the residents of South Tel Aviv were out last night in huge numbers protesting against this decision by the High Court of Justice and threatening to set up a permanent demonstration every week on Shabbat outside the house of the President of the High Court of Justice, Miriam Naor, to protest against this particular decision, because they claim that their lives have been turned upside down and really made almost intolerable by this huge immigrant community that's been set up on their doorstep. Quite interestingly, the High Court also decided against one of the other petitions where the individuals concerned said that the government was not entitled to deport these illegal immigrants back to their lands of origin because they are dangerous. And the High Court actually decided against that. The High Court said the government is within its rights to deport these individuals back to their lands of origin. However, if the individuals do or not cooperate and do not wish to be deported with a cooperation, then the government may detain them, but for only up to 60 days. So that's really the crux of the decision and the protest that we have on our hands right now.
It's quite a bizarre situation, because normally, you know, when it comes to deporting illegal immigrants, governments just do that. It's not
true.
It's not that every person in the country weighs in on with their opinion on it.
That's very true. And of course, you know, in other normal Western countries around the world, there are very, very stringent rules about who's entitled to be there and who's not entitled to be there. And if you are an illegal immigrant for any reason, then you are simply deported. And of course, in most cases, countries stop people at the airport or at the port, wherever the entry port is, and say, you are here illegally. Don't even step foot across this line. You're going to turn around and you're going to go back to where you came from. In the Israeli context, that's been very, very difficult, given the nature of the fact that these people have walked across the desert many months, trekking across the desert in extreme conditions. A lot of them have died along the way. A lot of them have been killed along the way by bandits and by Egyptian soldiers in particular, who wouldn't tolerate them coming into Egyptian land if they could find them. And so, you know, once they eventually arrive in Israel, it would be an inhumane situation to turn them around and say, go back to where you came from. And so in an attempt to be humane about the situation, and of course, you know, we as Jews always consider ourselves as having come from somewhere, and that, you know, we as Jews were in that situation where we had nowhere to go, where we were escaping from war, we were escaping from persecution, and other countries refused to take us in, and that memory still persists within the Jewish psyche today. So, you know, there are many people saying, we as the Jewish country have no right to turn these people away. The problem is, of course, that they've really taken advantage of the situation, and whereas the first few may have been genuine asylum seekers and the Israeli government really genuinely did put a hand out to protect them and to welcome them, it's now become a little bit of an industry, and we have to really put an end to that.
Anthony, what countries are they coming from?
Most of them are from Somalia and Eritrea, but from other countries around that particular part of the world as well. You know, all African, all of them are African, and you know, you see them, you definitely see them around Israel. You know, we see them working in, you know, we see them working in domestic sort of roles around. A lot of them are legally employed and working. For example, I've seen a few at the gym that I attend as cleaners at the gym, and you see them around, and they do genuinely want to, most of them do genuinely want to have a job and improve their lives. The problem is that along with them has come quite a substantial number of troublemakers, and, you know, the increase in their population is substantial. I saw a statistic somewhere which mentioned that there were something like 1,000 children from these illegal immigrants Germans who were born in simply 1 year in that southern Tel Aviv neighborhood. And so you're seeing a huge population increase from these people. And, you know, they get health care and they get all the other things that Israeli citizens get. And people in the Jews, the Israelis living in that area of South Tel Aviv are objecting to saying that, you know, the infrastructure can't cope. They can't get the necessary medical care that they need because the facilities are inundated. They can't get their children into schools. You know, one individual was quoted as saying the fact that they sing, their children sing Chanukah songs is all very nice, but they're not Jewish and they are taking up facilities that our own children would like to take up, but are now unavailable because of that.
So interesting. I mean, when you mention Somalia, Somalia is a Muslim country. So, it's just very interesting to see the different cross cultures. Do you think that there's a security risk for Israel? I mean, we have seen in the past, you know, radical jihadists, you know, coming from Somalia.
I have no, you know, I think that most of the people who've come from that area, whether it be, you know, Somalia or Sudan or you know, Eritrea, those are really the countries that most of them come from. I think that the original group of people, and in fact, in the most part, they do not have any security agenda that they're trying to follow against Israel. But there is no doubt that those people who do have a security agenda against Israel will take advantage of the situation. They will exploit the situation. They will see that people are being allowed into Israel on the basis of asylum seeking and all the rest of it. And there can be no doubt that that will also be taken advantage of. So there is certainly a security concern about taking in people like this, not knowing really where they've come from. It's really impossible to check out their credentials and their background. And of course, they set up shop in wherever they live, whether it be Eilat or Tel Aviv. Most of them have now migrated to Tel Aviv. And one doesn't know, you know, what they're going to be up to there.
Anthony, D asking a question that's certainly echoing my mind. And D saying, if it's so easy for these immigrants to get into Israel, what stops terrorists from entering?
Right. So, I mean, obviously there is that issue of having a porous border, particularly on the Sinai, and that's certainly been sorted out now. But, you know, the border along southern Israel, which borders on the Sinai, has in the past been problematic. That's all been taken care of now. But in the meantime, unfortunately, we have the problem of those people who came across the border before the border was secured. And so, now we're having to deal with that.
All right, Anthony, that's unfortunately where we leave it today, but we do look forward to speaking to you tomorrow and catching up on some of the news. But this is a very interesting, topic, and I think that we did need the time to talk about it. But thank you very, very much, and have a great day.
The same to you. We'll chat again tomorrow.
God bless. Thanks, Anthony.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.